Amen. Again, it is so good to be with all of you and celebrate this glorious occasion, Christmas. And it's going to be an amazing service this morning. So at this time, we would like to begin by inviting the children that would like to please come down and find you a seat right around the speaking stage here. Would y'all please give them a hand as they come? Y'all sit right around the bottom. Go ahead and take your seat. Not on the stage, just around it. My goodness, we've got some beautiful, beautiful kids in this church, don't we? Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome. Come on down, come on down. You know, when we first started doing this, some of the kids that were sitting around the speaking stage are like now married in our church, which is very strange for me, but we watched them grow up, many of them. But hey, how many of you are excited about Christmas? Isn't it exciting? My goodness, it's right around the corner now, just a few days away. Yeah, you're excited. What has Pastor Chris been teaching y'all back in Children's Church? What's he been teaching y'all about?
Joy.
Say it again.
Joy.
Joy. Can anybody tell me one thing that Pastor Chris was teaching you about joy? Just anything, Ainsley? The three wise men. He talked about the three wise men. They had joy when they brought the gift. Who else? I can't just call on my nieces. Yeah, right here. Tell me, what did Pastor Chris teach? Uh-oh. Just raised your hand. You didn't know why you was raising your hand, did you? Okay, what about you? No, she raised her hand. Do you know what Pastor Chris was teaching about joy? I don't think you're in Pastor Chris's class, now that I think about it. Oh, my goodness. Y'all just raise your hand because it's fun. All right, well, that's all right. Well, listen, I'll say this. About, I don't know how long now. I'm trying to think how long Pastor Chris has been on staff with us now. How long have you been on staff, Pastor Chris?
Year and a half.
Raise your hand so everybody can see that amazing suit, that colored suit this morning. So Chris has been on a year and a half, and I'm telling you, he's done such a fantastic job with our... And so, believe it or not, we have an amazing, special surprise planned for Pastor Chris this morning. Can you believe that? We have something special for him that I don't think he's ready for. But... Pastor Brandon and I were talking a few months ago. During this service, we wanted to just overwhelm Pastor Chris with all of his favorite things. The only problem was I didn't really know spy work. You know, have y'all ever seen like spy movies? We had to do some spy work to find out exactly together.
So, for Christmas, I'm talking about joy. You don't know the joy series.
I was just reading about that.
Really?
Joy.
Oh, it's that time of year.
Yeah.
I had an idea. I wanted to surprise Pastor Chris.
It's a great idea.
So, I'm thinking, like, I want to get all of his favorite things and find out what they are. And I don't really know what he's into, but it's like we could just find all of his favorite things. May take a little recon work on our part.
I'm in.
Okay. And then we just surprise him, like in front of the entire church.
Oh, he'll love us.
All of his favorite things. It's just going to be amazing.
Let's do it.
Awesome.
Can I finish my scripture reading?
No, we got to get to this.
Thank you.
What are you doing? Hey, we're still working on this. Gotta focus. We ready?
I think so.
Bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time, jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air. What a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Go gliding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock.
Slide up in the room like I was Santa.
What?
My bad, this is my country grandma. Brother pulled up in the Charger, but he drive it like a Phantom. Grateful on my bag and yeah, inside I got the cannon, but not that type of cannon.
Christmas in the sticks with all my foes.
Gather around the fire cause it's cold. Grandma making magic on the stove. Celebrate the lamp to heat a gold.
Yeah.
Gilly. Christmas in the sticks with all my folks.
Christmas Eve and I'm trying to get the tree lit. Trying to sleep, but the devil trying to sneak this. Told my baby that I need that and I need
eggnog.
She said don't forget the reason.
Haley,
for the
we have eggnog?
Yeah. Me and my brother watching Rudolph. 75 in Phoenix, time I had to take the roof off. Fire up the grill.
I hate eggnog.
Eggnog? He loves eggnog. All right. So everybody please give Pastor Chris a big hand as he comes up. Come on, Pastor Chris. Come on in, buddy.
Here, okay.
Have a seat right here.
Okay.
We have got just something fun planned for you today.
Oh, no.
Hey, everybody tell Pastor Chris Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. All right. Pastor Brandon, if you could come help me. All right. So I know we did. That was a little invasive. I mean.
Yeah, how did y'all get in our house?
Well, let's.
Haley, do you know anything about this?
I don't. We can't disclose all of our secrets. You take that on the other side over there. And
okay.
All right, so we have some special things for you. We did a lot of recon work, and we figured out all of your favorite things. Now, the reason we're doing this is because we've been talking about joy.
Okay.
And we wanted to just give you a joy overload
nice.
Today.
Okay,
all right,
good.
So we're going
right.
to start with That's a few good. Of your favorite things.
Right.
Pastor Brandon, if you could just help me.
Okay.
Let's start with cookies. We saw you reach
okay.
in the closet,
yeah,
and you like cookies. So look
yeah.
what we got for you. We got these Christmas,
good.
Delicious
okay,
Christmas
good.
Cookies.
Okay, let's see.
Isn't that good?
Oh, my God.
Okay, next up, we've got, what do we have there? We've got, eggnog. We know you love eggnog.
Okay.
I heard you say it. I wrote it down.
Okay.
You love eggnog.
Right. Yeah.
And, yeah, there you go. Drink
okay.
up.
Whoa.
Yeah. Just drink up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. Awesome.
Good, right?
Are you feeling joy?
Yeah.
Are you starting to feel the joy? Okay. Good, 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 good. Next up, we have marshmallows. We saw that in the grocery store. Saw you picking up marshmallows. And you, we know how much you love them, so let's get you some of those. Yeah, get a big handful there. Just, just put them in there. There you go. Awesome. Put some in your eggnog there and just drink up. Yeah. Oh. Awesome. I know you're feeling the joy now. That's what we wanted. Oh, man, isn't this great? Okay, next up we have whipped cream. We know you like whipped cream. Open up. We got, whipped cream.
Okay.
Come on, open up. Right. Oh. Come on, right in his mouth there. Yeah. Woo! Oh, yeah. Joy. Oh, my goodness. Oh, man, we are really on the right track here. So, what we were hoping is that your joy level, like just imagine a joy meter is just like going up through the, we just want it to bust out the top. It's joy, you know?
A lot of joy.
Yeah, aren't you feeling it right now?
I'm feeling something.
Yeah.
Something.
Okay, what do we have next, Pastor Brandon? Oh,
no.
Next, sprinkles. Yes,
okay.
Sprinkles.
Okay.
Sprinkles. Look, there you go.
Yeah, on the, okay, on me.
Yep.
Okay.
Open up.
Okay.
Awesome. Now, I saw you steal Brighton's applesauce. That's how much you love it.
We were sharing.
There you go. Just a little. There we go. Yes. Did we get it all?
That's good. Yep. That's
okay.
That
how are you
wonderful.
Feeling? How's
that
the joy
thank
level?
Thank you guys so much for that. That was so, thank you all.
Well,
that.
We're not done. We're not done yet. As a matter of fact, for this next part, we're going to need some help, and we asked some people before. Oh, we already asked them before if they want to just make their way up. You guys, if we asked y'all before to come help us, please make your way up here. Let's give our helpers a big hand as they come this morning. Come on up.
Okay. All right.
Now, you are in for some serious
it was good.
Joy. No, I don't feel like we've reached that peak yet. I don't feel like we've reached that peak just yet.
Okay.
All right. So what we're going to do this morning is we are about to supercharge your joy. We're going to take everything we just did and we're going to raise it to the next level.
Okay.
And we're about to get intense.
Okay.
I mean, I want you to do, we didn't do all this just so you could smile, right? We want you to have a joy overload.
A joy overload. Okay.
Are you guys ready? Okay, on the count of three,
okay,
we're going to overload Pastor Chris with everything he has. You ready?
No.
Three,
okay.
Two, one, go! Yes, sir! Pastor Chris! This is amazing! Joy!
It's good. This is going good.
Oh yeah!
Okay.
Woo!
All right, let's go!
Whoa!
Okay.
Whoa! Oh my gosh!
Right now. Okay.
Okay. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hey, you guys can go ahead and sit down.
Okay.
Just thanks for your help.
Come on now.
Wait a minute. I'm not really feeling like the joy that I thought I was gonna feel.
That's not what joy is, I don't think.
Well,
at least not to me.
Well, okay, so my idea was,
okay,
like, I knew these things brought you joy.
Well,
so I was thinking if we could just overload it
I enjoy these things. They don't bring me joy. They're happiness. There's happiness from them, but they don't bring me joy. right?
Well, I didn't exactly completely think it all the way through, because I don't think that's exactly how joy works. I guess I don't think you can just turn it up like that exactly.
I don't think you can just put it on somebody. I think joy, like for me, I had more joy when I walked in and I was worshiping with my family. I was just in the presence of God. That I had true joy in that moment, right? When we were in the presence of God worshiping, joy, just that.
You know,
joy.
I'm feeling a little dumb here because, I mean, I'm the pastor. I'm supposed to know that, and here you are kind of teaching me.
It's okay.
But it actually makes a lot of sense what you're saying. I think, you know, we wanted you to have joy, but it makes a lot of sense what you're saying. I've been teaching on joy for several weeks. You have, too. I really should have put this together.
It's okay. See, joy for me came from knowing Jesus. Knowing, like, just like the angels when they told the shepherds about baby Jesus being born, right?
Hey. That actually, I have that scripture right here. I wanted to read that this morning anyway. I think this is a good time. Okay, so this is Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And it says, in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and an angel of the Lord appeared. Yes. This is what you were talking about. And the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of
A great joy
that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day the city of David, who is Christ the Lord. Mm-hmm. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
Wow.
Man, so when he started talking about the joy that we were going to get from Jesus, what do you think that joy was? Why did he say it was going to be a joy for all people?
Well, because so Jesus coming, he became our salvation for everyone. Every single person can have that knowing relationship with Jesus.
That makes a lot of sense. Because I think what you're saying is, as I look at you, it reminds me of the situation that we were in before Jesus came, because we were covered in sin.
Mm.
A lot like you're covered in all your favorite things.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, Pastor Brandon, I have another box, if you would bring that up here for me. Let's see, set that on the other side over here. Let's bring that over here. All right. Thank you. All right. So, as I look at you, I see someone who is covered in gunk.
Yeah.
And what you were describing is we were covered in sin, and that was why Jesus came, really to deal with our sin problem, right?
Yeah.
And he was the solution for that.
Yeah.
And one of the things that gets said in the scripture is that he washes us of all unrighteousness. Now, I don't know that I can get you perfectly clean.
Uh-huh.
However,
uh-huh,
I don't want you just sitting in your goop.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a lot like what Jesus came to do.
Oh,
for us.
Okay.
Get that cookie out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, you are looking fantastic.
Am I looking better?
You're looking a lot better.
Good.
Oh, my goodness.
You're washing me clean right there.
And just so you guys know, the water is warm. Did I get it all?
Yeah, I mean, Chloe, yeah, pretty good. Got that.
Can't see everything. Man, this is coming out really well. That's that
nice
polyester.
Oh, that's good. Whew. Get my hands. There
Woo.
We go.
Oh. Man, he looks pretty good, doesn't he?
Good as new. Good as new.
All right. It's like a little shower in church.
That's good. Watch out. You're in this class zone. Watch out.
Okay. Let it rain.
There we go. That's good.
Let it rain. Good job. Okay.
Good now.
Hey, let's give Pastor Chris one more big hand. Oh,
thank
my
you,
goodness.
Thank you, yeah.
Woo.
Hey, thank y'all.
Hey,
thank y'all.
Kayla, can you help Pastor Chris off stage? Let's get him out of here. We don't want him to have to sit and.
Thank you. Yeah, let's see.
Now, we have a whole plan of how to get you out of here without ruining the carpet. So
just
go with it.
Woo.
Oh,
ready?
My goodness.
Getting the.
Hey, can we please give Pastor Chris one more big
Thank
hand?
Woo!
Oh my gosh. Hey guys, listen. Hey, we had a lot of fun with that this morning, but we did that because we wanted you to really see this time of year, we're going to get a lot of presents. We're going to get a lot of gifts. We're going to get a lot of things that bring us what we call joy, right? Even after service today, we're going over to the Student Center. We're going to have some fun over there. It's going to be things that bring us joy. But I want you to remember this. All of those things are going to fade away, right? The day after Christmas, a couple days after Christmas, the joy that those things bring us starts to fade. But because you know Jesus Christ, you can have His joy on the inside of you all of the time, everywhere you go. All of the time He will be with you. And it's important when we celebrate Christmas. Again, we like to celebrate, but we want to remember the real reason for the season, which is what?
Jesus.
There you go. I knew you were paying attention. Jesus and His birth. Amen.